morning. Learning this morning's sponsors is Schus, Lili Nishmas, Liyakim Yehuda, Menachem Tzvi, Ziyotzak was yesterday. Schus, our learning is Nisham Shehavan Aliyah. So last week we began the sugya of the shir of Achila for Birchas Hamazon. We saw that there was a steer in the Gemara. Is the shir Achila for Birchas Hamazon a Kezayis and a Kebeya Mida Eraisa, or is that only a shir Mida Rabbanon? And we saw that Rav Rishonim assumed that Mida Eraisa, the shir, is a shir of Sviya, and this, that the Gemara gives a shir of Kezayis and Kebeya, is only Shirum Derabbanan, and even though the Gemara brings Psukim, those Psukim are only a Smachta Ba'almud. So we came out that there's two separate Chiyuvim. There's a Chiyuv Midirabbanan of an Achila of a Kezayis or of a Kebeya, and we paskin that it's a Kezayis. And then there's a Dinda Iraisa that Mechuyiv to bench when you're full. Now, what does full mean? So there are Shitas Rishonim. There is one Shita that holds that maybe that being full is a kebeya, it's just a larger shear, it's also b'shiura talia milsa, it's totally in a specific shear. But the pashtus, that's what's assumed by Rav Yishayim and Achayim, is that sviya means when you are full. Doesn't, you don't have to be stuffed, you can't eat anymore, but sviya means that you're full, fills you up. And the question is how do we connect the shear d'rabbanan of achila and the shir derais of sviya? Are they both totally in the same manner of achila? Is there a chiyuv that the achila has to be teichidei achilas pras, like all other achilas? Or is maybe the chiyuv of benching that's based on being full somehow different and no longer, not totally in the conventional definition of achila, b'chol ha'tayr kula, of a specific amount of food in a specific time frame? Maybe it's just totally in being full. So we saw that the Magen Avraham brought down, and what he came out lahalacha was, even though he brought from the Knesset Gedolah, maybe not, but he came out lahalacha that avada, the kezayis that you eat to be mechuyev and benching, has to be teich chedei achilas pras, otherwise it's not nachila. The question is, what would happen in the Magen Avraham itself? The discussion was, what's going to be if you're going to eat enough that you're full? And that achila was not the kedei achilas pras. So we saw three basic mahalchim last week. We saw there was minchas chinuch had two tzadim. One side was that avada, the whole achila has to be kedei achilas pras, because that's what the Torah defines as an achila. And then visavata, you have to be full. So whatever, however much food it takes you to get to visavata, has to be within what the Torah considers an achila, which is teichidei achilas pras. Then he had another tzad that no, maybe there's a din of the achalta, you have to eat. That's a kezayis, teichidei achilas pras. There's a din of a savata, you have to be full. But it's two separate requirements, and you can fulfill the two separate requirements independently of each other, meaning that as long as you have a kezayis, teichidei achilas pras, that's enough to get the achila, and then being full gets you the savata, and combined you have a chiyuv d'oraisa. And then we saw the Prima Golem, who said that for the chiyuv d'oraisa, you don't need achila at all. All you need is, obviously you have to eat. If you don't need the technical definition of an achila al yaday, eating within a certain time frame, as long as the savata, you chayiv to bench. It's only if you're benching to mechayiv midirabonon, then you have to have teichidei achilas pras. And agav, even that is not so pashit. The Panam Meiris holds that even the chiv midirabonon of kezayis was ke'en deraisa tikkun. It was to reach the level of satiation that you achieve from a kezayis. And therefore he holds that even not teichidei achilas pras, you mechayiv to bench midirabonon, which was computed with the Knesset Gedolah, the other tzad that we're going to have Rome brought down, but the three ikadeus, it seems that kuli alma moide, that to be chayiv midirabonon, you have to have kedei achilas pras, a kezayis. And the question was, what about the chiyuv d'orais? That was the machloikis, the minchas chinuch, and the prima gavim. So we saw that the Mishnah Berurah was machriya, beikir, like the das of the prima gavim, that already once you eat k'dei svir yechayiv, even without eating k'dei achilas pras, although in the Shaar HaTzion he was musafik. But he did come out homia that you don't need the whole achilut k'dei achilas pras, as long as there was a kezayis, you have a maisa achila b'k'dei achilas pras, that's enough, then when you get full. Now, what we want to discuss this week, and maybe we'll get back to what we discussed last week also, is what about if you do not even eat a kezayis? How is it shaykh to have a chiyuv benching without even having a kezayis at all? Now, kipshuta, you'd say when you have to have a chalta, you have to have an achiv. However, and really this is what brought us, why this has to do with the parashiyos that we're discussing now, we saw that there's a concept of achul kima v'nisbarach b'meyav, you eat a little bit and you become full. And the Gemara in Yuma discusses the Kehanim that in times when Klal Yisrael was in higher madrigas, in the Kuf of Shimon HaTzadik, they would eat this small amount, eat a tiny amount, and they would become full. The Gemara says that some Kehanim, when they got a kezayis of the lechem upon him, they couldn't even finish it, they were so full. Now, it's mavur from here, Taisus Shoshanim is mavur, that you could even be mekayim your mitzvah achilas kodshim by eating less than a kezayis if that's going to fill you up. And when the bracha was not nimsa belechem and you didn't become full on less than a kezayis, so therefore the tsnuim or makba, they didn't want to eat. They didn't want to eat if it's not going to be mekayim the mitzvah, and they were moishim as yadayim. But it's mavur, zok dechsam seifer, from the lashon of the Taisus Yishanim, that had they been able to become full from a pachas mikazayis, they would have taken the lechem upon him, would have been mekayim the mitzvah achilas kodshim. So zakt the chsam sefer is mavur from here that the chiyuv achilu midiraisa to bring you to benching has nothing to do with the shir at all. You don't even need a kazayis. As long as you're full, you have to bench. And based on this, chsam sefer wants to say mechudish the pshat in the Gemara, and the Gemara said, we saw last week, that Klal Yisrael, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yisa Hashem Pana Ve'lecha is because Klal Yisrael is machmir to bench more than the Chiyuv Deraisa. Chiyuv Deraisa, Kipshut, they read the Gemara, means you have to be full, and Klal Yisrael benches, even if they're not full, they only ate a kezayis. So Chsam Sofer, what's so special about that? So Chsam Sofer, you're misunderstanding the Gemara. Adarabba, Mideraisa Yimachuyiv to bench the second you're full, even if you're full from less than a kezayis. Klal Yisrael was makbid that they made sure to eat a kezayis because they were worried it wasn't a chashuv enough achila and they weren't going to have din achila. But be'emes, they already were full and they were machmir to eat a little bit extra to get the shir kezayis. But al kol ponim, the Chum Sefer comes out for the Rav Pashut that really midiraisi mechoyiv even if you eat less than a kezayis. And his Rebbe, Parim Yafis, Afla, says the same thing. He says to the Dover Poshet that when you eat less than a kezayis, you're already full. And he has the opposite problem. How do you ever get the bracha when Chal Yisrael is on a matzav of bracha? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu benches us that ochel kima v'nizbarach mameyav, so we're never going to get the Yisa Hashem Pana Ve'lecha. Because the Yisa Hashem Pana Ve'lecha is dependent on benching when you're not full, and we're always full. And he says that's why the Pasuk has to guarantee us that v'nasati shalom baretz. That even though you're going to be full and you're benching always when you're full, still, Nasati Shalom Baris. But I'll call upon him, the Chum Sefer is coming out from this Gemara Numa. Upon the office also holds that way, that even if you eat a mashu, as long as you're full, you're mechuyiv to bench. Now, this could have obviously practical ramifications. Halacha, a person who eats very little and they're full. So, first of all, the Chum Sefer says something which is Zuchaira, Amilsa the Mestaber, he says that you have to be mechalik between a person who eats a little bit and becomes full, because there's a bracha and shtalach b'meyav, and a person who's unwell. You know, you go visit someone in the hospital, le'aleinu, and even though they're offered, you bring them some delicious food, and they, okay, I'll try, and they eat a bite, so I can't. It doesn't mean that they're full. It means that they're sick, and they don't really have an appetite, and they just can't eat. So it's not that the one bite filled them up, it's that they don't have an appetite. So he says, that avada, that you're not going to bench. You didn't get full. It's only when the little bit manages to fill you up, then you mechoyiv. It would be interesting to, you can clear, the person has a gastric bypass surgery, and they're taka full, they have a band, and their stomach is full, but less than a kezayis, could be then the Ksav Sefer would be Maida. But I'll call upon him in the Sugya Shabbai, in the Lomdus, if you have a Metzias of becoming full, unless in a Kazayas, Ksav Sefer, Cham Sefer, Panam Yafis, all hold for the Rav Pashut that the Chi of benching does not require a Maisa Achila. And L'chayr, this is not like the Minchas Chinuch. They're all assuming, like the Tzad of the Prima Godim, that when it says V'achalta, the V'achalta does not require you to actually have a Maisa Achila that's considered an Achila elsewhere in the Torah, as long as you ate and the eating led you to being full, you have to bench. Now, based on this, L'chayr, you should go back to what we discussed last week, and it should come out that the Magen Avraham, they would all be moided to the Prima Gadol L'chayr, that Hu Adin, for a normal person, who doesn't get full in a tiny bit, he doesn't have the special Brach and Shtach L'meyav. And the reason he's becoming full is he eats very slowly over a long, extended period of time, not Kedei Achilas Pras, he keeps eating and eating and eating until he becomes full. L'chayr, if the Torah was never Mechayiv, a sheer Achila, the Torah was only Mechayiv, he should have been full, so then L'chayr, what's the reason, what would be the understanding, you should have to have any shear at all. There's no shear in Zman. As long as at the end of the day you're full. What's the difference if you're eating a tiny bit quickly and becoming full, or if you're eating over an extended period of time? At the end of the day, we're not trying to get to a certain shear. And we saw the Shevet Alevi says a very geshmak. He says the whole concept of needing a shear of Zman, of eating Kedei Achilas Pras, it's because it's not that some a magical time for to be considered, you know, that's like a requirement mi bachutz that has to be eaten in this time period. It's that when you do something, really you should eat a kazayas. When you eat matzah, you have to eat a kazayas and matzah. You should eat it all in one bite. Just you can't. So within that time frame, we're mitzarif the shir. It's considered the shir is not, we see it as one achila on the kazayas. But it's only as long as there's a requirement to get to a specific shear. Once you remove the requirement of a tzirif to a shear, so then there's no longer any cheshbin that it should have to be within the time frame. Could be you need a kazayas. But at the end of the day, it's not about being mitzarif to a shear kazayas, it's about having an achila. If you had an achila, and you have sviya, you have to bench. L'chayr l'fi zeh, we can maybe answer something that Ramesh is bothered with very much. Rav Moshe is bothered that the Mishnah Brura brings down a Radvaz. The Radvaz says that if a person is full, and he's full from what? He's full from other things, or he's older and he doesn't need so much to eat. So then you're mechuyev to eat after you're mechuyev to bench after you eat only a kazayis. Now, Rav Moshe is bothered that I don't understand. Why do we need an achila at all? Just, why do we need a kazayas at all? Why is the Radvaz talking about eating a kazayas? So, if you're full, you bench. Why is he sick? A person who's not feeling well, and therefore, or someone who ate already something else, he filled up on salads, and then he washed. So then, you have to bench him with a kazayas, and that person has a chiv deraisa for yait to others. Why are we talking about a kazayis? Why don't we just say, even if you ate a mashu of bread? Elamai, Zokter Moshe, it's Mavur, that there is a requirement of a shear of a kazayis. There's a requirement of a maisa achil of a shear of a kazayis. And the only way to have a shear kazayis, Zokter Moshe, is if the shear kazayis is b'chdei achilas pras. So, Zokter Moshe, if we understand, if the Bi'alocha understands her pshitas, that if you ate something else and you're already pretty full, and you ate a little bit more, so that could give you a chi of deraisa, but only if you eat a kazayas, or if you're not feeling well and you become full, you need to eat a kazayas. So that means that there's an understanding that the chi of benching me deraisa is somewhat dependent on having what's considered a maisa achila elsewhere. If it's dependent on what's considered a maisa achila elsewhere, so then a maisa achila always needs to be b'chdei achilas pras. So Zokter Moshe, l'halacha, I don't understand. It's sad that the Mishnah himself brought down the Prima Gadim, but Moshe says, I don't understand this sad. Once it's mavur, that you need a kazayis is only considered a kazayis if it's k'dei achilas pras. So it's a double pashut, Zokter Moshe, that there's no chiyuv to bench, even if you're full, unless you ate at least the kezayis of the Chayachilas Pras, because we're coming out that at least the kezayis you need for the Din Achila. If you did not eat a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, you can't bench. Now, Zok Ramosha, don't do it. You're getting yourself into a safik brachas. But Ramosha feels very strongly that there's no such chiv, that there is no chiv if you did not eat at least a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So the shaila is, what is takif shat in the Prima God? So you could say that the Prima Godim is chaylik on this whole chiv to have a kezayis, like we saw from Chassam Sofer and others that say that avada without, there is no shear at all. If there's no shear at all, so then, like the Sheva Levi said, then taka, there is no cheshvin of having any shear. So then avada, there's no cheshvin of zman, because if zman is just a mitzvah of the shear. But if you hold there is a chiv of a kezayis, well, Chayyar Maish is right. A kezayis always has to be b'chdei achilas pras. So the question is there any way to have a havana why you should have to have a kezayis, but you don't need k'dei achilas pras? So it could be we could explain that what's the havana of why do I need a kezayis? Is the kezayis k'dei to have a maisa achila? If the kezayis is k'dei to have a maisa achila, it's a dover pashut. A maisa achila has to have a k'dei achilas pras. But if you look in the Lashon of Tosfos Yeshanim and the other Achronim, it's mavur that there's also a concept of an achila chashuva, of an achila chashuv. The chashivas of an achila has to be a kezayis. The kezayis is not to create the maisa achilas. There's a certain chashivas that comes from eating a kezayis. Now, what's the svara why you need a specific time frame to mitzarif to ashir achila? So, kipshutai, the reason to have the time frame is otherwise, a maisa, every action has to be within a defined time period. Otherwise, you don't see the maisa. So, a maisa achila, if an achila, it's a maisa achila requires a kezayis, so then the maisa has to be within a certain time frame. Otherwise, I don't see this as one action. But over here, heyos that the Torah told us that the din is achalta v'savata. The reason and the end result over here is not the maisach. The point is there has to be a savat. Avada, we still need to have, could be a kezayis, because without a kezayis, it's not a choshev achila. But the reason for the kezayis is not to bring us lidei having a maisa. It's not because I need a specific action. The reason for the kezayis is to give a chashivas to the achila. If that's the case, so it could be, if the whole point of the kezayis is just to give a chashivas to the achila, but the result of the achila is not about a maisa achila. We're not being mechayiv you for the maisa. The ikachi of benching is on the sviya. It just has to come from a chashiv achila. So it could be, in that case, there is no reason to have this shir zman. Because at the end of the day, the result is not maisa achila. It's not the maisa that's mechayiv me. It's the sviya that's mechayiv. It's the sviya that comes from an achila chashuva. An achila chashuva has to be in a kezayis. And achila chashuva on a kezayis has to lead to sviya. But once achila chashuva of a kezayis leads to sviya, it could be there's no din in the maisa achila. It's not about the maisa. And the emes is that the achronim attacking the sufik, what is the havana of benching? The chaznish has tutzdad. He wants to know, we know that we could only bench b'chdei the sheer equal. That once the food is already, it's already digested, and I no longer have the sviya, I can't bench. So, is the pshat because the chiyav is for the maisa achila? And once I have a maisa achila, so I can only be nesiyachas to that maisa achila when I feel the results. That's one tzad he has. But he has another tzad to say that the emes benching is a birch hashvach. And in order to make this birch hashvach, the only way to make this birchas hashvach is if I personally have the benefit for the oichel. I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu of creating bread. You don't can't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're just sitting down looking at bread. It's only when you feel personally the satisfaction of having eaten bread. Now, the Chaznish himself is machriya the other way, that it's more about the maisa achila. But if you understand that it's be'etzma birchas hashvach. It's a birchas hashvach on lechem. That birchas hashvach is made only on someone who has a siyah satiation from the bread. So then we can understand, it makes a lot of sense that the whole concept of the achila of a kezayis over here is not about a maisa achila. If the maisa achila is mechayiv you to bench, it's a double portion. Ramayisha says, a maisa achila has to be within a shir's man. There's no way to have a requirement for kezayis, but not today, a specific amount of time. But if it's a birchas hashvach on lechem, and the birchas hashvach you could only make someone who's satiated from bread. So then we can understand very geschmack that there has to be an achila chashuv. We don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a crumb. There has to be a maisa achila chashuv, but it's not about the maisa bechlal. It's about the result. I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being seveya from lechem. There has to be a certain chashivas to the seveya. So you need the kezayis. But avada, the kezayis is not to achieve a maisa. If it's not to achieve a maisa achila, so then we can understand we taka don't need the tzirif of a specific amount of time, and avada, there is a requirement of a kezayis, but the kezayis does not have to be taken to the achilas pras. As long as you have a kezayis plus the end result of the sviya, that would be enough that you'd be able to make a birch samozin deraisa.